Rav Meir, this price goes according to Rav Meir. To Yom Rashi says, "Besulat sheikol besulek hayomim." Prat la begeres. V'yaisilah bipsuleh lamute bulish like a dark of the shark. Like we had before, according to Rav Meir, bipsuleh teaches us that even if a man lived with an ishish like a dark, still she's muta to a kain gadol. So this price goes according to Rav Meir. The Rav, and Rav that says no, if a man lives with an ishish like a dark, she's also to a kain gadol. For Rav the Yom Rav goes according to Rav Lezer. For the Gemara, Rav Lezer, if Rav is going according to Rav Lezer, shito. So Ma'iri Mishum Bula, why do you have to say that she's a Bula? The Rashi says, Rav the Yom Sula, that goes according to Rav Lezer, shito. So tell you, the Gemara has kasha now. According to Rav, what do you want to tell me now? If a man lives with an Isha, Shloi Kedarka, she has a Din Bula, like she's also to a Kohen Gadol. So the kasha is, why do you have to come on that she's a Bula for? Tepuk lei the heavy law zoina. The chura she's a zoina. According to Rav Lezer Shita, any time a man lives with an isha and they're not married, she becomes a zoina. To Omer Rav Lezer, panuya habol panuya. A bachelor, a man that's not married, comes on an isha that's not married. Shalal l'shem ishis. They don't do it l'shem mitzvah to have kedushin. They stam do it l'shem znus. Even though there's no big aver involved about it. There's no chai v'lav and chav yasei. The case where she's not a nida is also zayna. You make her into a zayna, even in a case where there's no aveira, still, according to Rav Lezer, she becomes a zayna. So over here, what do you have to tell me now? That she has a shem bula, a biyish like a darka, makes her into a bula, taping that she's also to a kohen gadol because she's a zayna. Not only to a kohen gadol, she's also to any kohen. So Rashi, devilei zayna. V'yafil l'kohen edyet asura. She should be also even to a kohen hedyet. To Omer Rav Lezer, l'kam m'pirkum, Lezer says later that anissa zayna is any type of a biyah that's not done l'shem kedusha when they're not married, she becomes a zayna. So Gemara says Omer Rav Yosef, k'goin shenivul ola behema. Yes, we still need the chiddush. You're telling me now a chiddush that Rav holds that a biyah shleik kedarka makes her also to a kohen gadol. So kasher is any time she has a biyah with a man, she becomes a zayna. I'll tell you no. The biya was a biya shleik kedarka with an animal. She took an animal and she lived with an animal. So the animal went into her. And it went into a shleik kedarka. To Hosan the Gemara says, Mishum bula ika. Lamaisa, she's a bula. She had a biya shleik kedarka, she becomes a bula. She's also to a kohen gadol because of a bula. Mashenke, Mishum zoyna leka. But a din znus she doesn't have. Like Rashi says, Ti afilu lekamon bishmaitin, ti ein znus lebehema. Phanisha lives with a behemoth, with an animal, it does not have a shen znus. She can't become a zayna. This is the nafkamina. That if Phanisha lived with an animal, shaloi kedarka, she still has a psulim, lamaisa, she still also to a kohen gadol. Because that's Rav Talocha, like Reb Lezer, that lamaisa, she's called a bula. Again, to a kohen gadol, she's also. So Mara says, no, omalei abaya, abaya is the kasher back. Mimonashok, like what's going on here? Any way you look at it, it's wrong. E bula heve, if you're telling me now when she lives with an animal, she gets a shame bula, it's called a znus, it's called a bia. She's called a bula, for the Gemara zayna nami heve, she should also be called a zayna then. As according to Rabbi Lezer, any time Manisha has bia, she becomes a zayna if it's not a husband. So if you're telling me now that a znus with an animal gives her a shame bula, it's called a bia, so who are they? She should become a zayna. Elamai vi zayna lehevi. If you want to tell me she's not called a zayna, because the bia of an animal is not called a bia. When an animal goes into her, that's not called a bia. She's not called a zayna. For the Gemara, ibula, ibi zayna lehevi, bula nami lehevi. She should also not be called a bula. She should be mutter to a kohen gadol, like a mamonishach. If what you got, when an animal goes into her, it's called a bia, she's both. If it's not called a bia, it's nothing. So again, the kasha from Rav, if Rav goes a libid to Rav Lezer, why does he have to say the bia shloka daka? Makes her into a bula, type of leather, she's a zoina. She's also anyway to any kind. So more something like this. The chitain, maybe you'll tell me, media the heavy a mukatseit. Maybe no. Maybe if she lives with an animal, it's doima to a mukatseit. That means just with a piece of wood. Where a stick went into her over there. A mukatzei shleik kedarka. That the mukatzei, that means the stick goes into the mukam. Not the right place, it's not the right psulim. Goes on the other side, So avada she's mutter. So maybe that's the way an animal is also. An animal is not called a bia, so therefore she's not called a zayna. But lamaisa she's also to a kain, because lamaisa it's like a mukat fesh like a darka. The chitay midya of the mukat seitz. The Mara says in kain, if you want to tell me that a mukat seitz shaloike darka makes an isha bula to a kain gadol, that a kain gadol cannot live with an isha that was a mukat seitz, that means just some wood. When a piece of stick went into a muck and went into the other place over there, for the Gemara, ein l'cho isha shekshere l'kuna. You'll never have an isha that's mutter to a kohen gadol. Shalai nasas mukat seitz aydei tzoror. Whenever an isha cleans herself, wipes herself, after she went to the Beis HaKisei, whenever she wipes herself, so in the Mole of Morris times, didn't have paper then, they used to use a stone. So when she'll clean herself with a stone, the stone goes into the place there a little bit. So you're telling me now that shalai kadarkoi. El mukat seitz, if anything goes into that place, and she makes the rasa to a kohen gadol, so every isha always cleans herself, she always rubs herself there with a stone, and the stone goes in over there. So if the stone goes in, it should be called like a mukat seitz, shalei kadarko, that she should be also to a kohen gadol, and we know that's not the halacha, kohen gadol is allowed to marry an isha. So the pshat is that a mukat seitz, shalei kadarko, not in the right place with the psulim are, from the other place, does not make her into a bula, kohen gadol. How about the kohen gadol could still marry her? So back to the kasha then. Even if she lives with an animal, with a behemoth, shalai kadarka, since it's not called a bia, that's why she's not called a zayna. If it's not called a bia, who adin, she's mutter to a kohen gadol. She should not be called a bula. It's like a mukat seitz, shalai kadarka, that avada, she's mutter to a kohen gadol. The verse says, Elo Amar Rav Zeira. So back to the kasha, like, what was Rav's halacha? Where was Rav's chiddush that if a man lives with an isha, like a darka, she's also to a kohen gadol? Like a manashach. She's a zayner, according to Rav Leza. So the Marin says, Elo Amar Rav Zeira, I'll give you a case, Bimamenis. Have a case of a Mimamenis. Mimamenis means a katana that got married, the father wasn't alive, or else after the father already married her off once, that she got a get. So the kedusha is only in the Rabbanim. That the brother was a mother married a roof. And then after a while, she doesn't like her husband. She's a mind, she says goodbye to her husband. So the ma'isa ma'menes is not called an amona. She's not called a grusha. She's muta to a kohen gadol. So here's the nafkaminam that the first husband lived with her shalai kadarka. So even according to Rav Leza, a zoyna she does not become. Because at the time when she lived with the first husband, it was beheter. With the rabbonim, they were married together. They had kedushim with the rabbonim. It wasn't called a zoyna. Now the Isha is Mamayin, gets rid of him. The Miyan does not make a Rasa to a Kohen Gadol. She's not called an Amona, she's not called a Grusha. So the Maisa, she's Mutter to a Kohen Gadol. The only thing that's wrong is that she had a Bia with the first husband, Shalai Kadarka. That's Rav's Chiddush, that if a man lives with her, Shalai Kadarka, even though she still has a Psulim, the Maisa, she's not called Isha B'Psuler anymore, and therefore Kohen Gadol is also to her. Since it's Rav's Chiddush in such a case, there'll be an Afkamina that a Zoyna, she's not. Because at the time when she lived with her husband, she was married to a midrabanan. But now she gets rid of her husband with miyun. She's not called an amana, but since the first had diash like a daka, she's also to a kohen gadol.
Right.
Omer Rav Simi Bar Chiya. Nivala le behema ksher lekuna. An isha that had znus with a behema, I shouldn't say znus, but she lived with an animal, so lemaisa she's still ksher lekuna. So Rashi learns, Afilu l'kain gadol she's mutter. The mukat eitz bi'almehi. Oman v'shari b'mukat seitz shari bo. But even in the case that she lived with an animal in a normal place, that when the animal went in, it broke up sulim. Still he holds she's k'sher with a kain gadol, because an animal is not called a bia. It's called like a mukat seitz, like some a piece of wood went in there. So according to the man the yom that holds a mukat seitz is mutter to a kain gadol, who adin if she had bia with an animal, she's also mutter still to a kain gadol. We learn like this also. Nivala lemi sheino ish. If an isha lived with a person that's not a man, kura means an animal. Afa pisha beskila. Even though she's chayiv skila, if there are edim there and they warned her, she's chayiv skila. But let's say there were no edim there. Ksheru lakuna, the case where she does not get skila and she still lives, and somebody wants to, the kohen gadol wants to marry her. Lamaisa, she's mutter to a kohen gadol. Because the bia with an animal is not called the bia that makes her into a bula. So Mar says, Ki yosi ravimi. Omari said like this, Maisa beribach, as happened once with one young girl. Behisli. Rashi says Shein Mamukam. That was the name of the place. Shoisim Mechabedes Esabayis. She was cleaning the house. Virova Kelev Kufri. Miachreha. And a dog ran after her. Rashi learns Kufri means Kelevim Gedolim. Shetzodim Ben Chayas. The big wild hunting dogs ran after her. Miachreha. And Rashi Shloi Kedarko. And the animal lived with her, Shloi Kedarko, the dog. Rashi di Kedarko Lagorim Mukatseitz. Because if it was done Kedarko, it's not worse than the Mukatseitz. But this man, the Yamol, the Mukatseitz is also. So talking about where the animal lived with her, Shloi Kedarko, the Yachshiva Rebbe Lakuna. The Rebbe says she's Mutta to a Kain. She's Mutta, Yachshiva Rebbe Lakuna. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel, Lakuna Pashin means the Kain Godel. So the verse says, Omar Shmuel. Ulekayin Gadol be my Rebbe. It meant to say that she is mutter to a Kayin Gadol in Rebbe's time. For the Gemara, Kayin Gadol mi heavy. But then it's part of Kashom Shmuel. Kayin Gadol be my Rebbe. Kayin Gadol mi heavy. Was there a Kayin Gadol in Rebbe's times? Rashi says Rebbe was the Achah Churban Abayis. So he was after the Churban Abayis. Amikdash Hasheni. Kamadur was a lot of generations. She was Seif Atanoyim. He's the end of Atanoyim. So in Rebbe's times, there was no Kohen Gadol. So what do you mean to say, like he was Matarot to get married to a Kohen Gadol? So Rebbe says the same portion, El Ruya le Kohen Gadol. He meant to say such an Isha. Since a dog lived with her, Shaloi Kedarko, she is still Mutta even to a Kohen Gadol. Oma le Rava mi Parkin, or mi Parkruza, le Ravashi. So Rava from this place said to Ravashi, Minoha Milsa, how do we know this thing? The Yomar Rabbana, that Rabbana tell us, that ain't Nusla Behema, like we're saying now, if a dog, if an animal lives with an Isha, doesn't give a shame's Nus, it's not called like a Bia, it's not called like a Bia, at most it's called like a Mukatseitz, and therefore Shloikadaka Vadish is Mutta. So Mar says the silk, what the Pasuk says, Loisavi Esnan Zoino Mechir Kelef. You're not allowed to bring for a korban Esman Zoyna. If you live with an Isha Zoyna, and you give her a present, you pay her for it, you give her an animal for this nus, so this animal is also to bring for a korban. Or Mechir Kelev. If somebody owns a dog, and he wants to exchange it with an animal, somebody says, you give me your tle, your sheep, and I'll give you my dog. So this sheep now, since it's a Mechir, it's a Mechir Kelev, it's the exchange for a dog, you're not allowed to bring that sheep for an animal, for a korban. So these two animals can't be brought for korban. Esnan Zoyna, if this is the pay that somebody paid a Zoyna, or if it's the exchange for a dog, it can't be brought for korban. Well, so now we learn like this. Esnan Kelef. What about the opposite? Let's say somebody pays the payment for a dog. Shrashi Esnan Kelef. Shim Omar Odom Le Zoyna. Somebody tells the Zoyna, Hey Lech Tle Zeh. Take this Tle. Vihibor Li Le Kalbi. And I want you to have, I want you Zoyna to have Znus with my dog. Oh, Mechir Zoyna, and I'll give you the Tle instead. I'll give you the Tle for a payment that you should live with my Kelef. Or else, Oh, Mechir Zoyna, to mean Sheikhlev Zoyna Betle. So if you exchange a Zoyna for an animal, you tell a Zoyna, here, let me have you, and you take the Tle. Is Mutarim Mizbeach. In these two cases, the Tle, the animal, is Mutasir Mizbeach. So here's the Rai's Rashi, Midishori Yestan Kelev, Al Malaz Nusil. Since the exchange, the payment for a kelef, if you tell a Zoyna, I want you to live with my dog, and I'll pay you a tler with it, that tler is mutter to the Beis Hamikdash for korban. So you see, it's not called znus with a kelef, with a dog. So Mar says, Utsanan, Esnan kelef o mechir Zoyna, mutarin. Why? Mishum Shinema, the Pasuk says, Gam Shneyem, that both the Zoyna, Gam Shneyem, so we dash in Shneyem lo yabor. There's only two cases and not four cases. There's only the Esnan of the Zoyna and the Mechir of a Kelev. Yeah, so say now about the Gam Shneim, that Leyabo, only two is also, the Esnan Zoyna and the Mechir Kelev is also, Mashenka the opposite way, the Esnan Kelev and the Mechir Zoyna, that's Mutter. So this is the proof that if you have Znus with an animal, it's not called Znus, it's not called a Bia. Tana Rabbani, we learned like this. What about Anusas Atzmoy, or Mafutas Atzmoy, Lo Yisa? Let's say a Kohen Gadol was minus an Isha. He took a young girl, a Nara, she was a Nara B'sula. If he would have married her, everything would have been good.
for instead of marrying her first to his manasa, he forced her to live with him. Not that he forced her, but he talked her into it, until finally she agreed to have zlus with him. So the Kohen Gadol is the one that made her into a psula, the Kohen Gadol himself. So the Braisa says, lo yisa, the Chatzchila is not allowed to marry her. But if he nasa, b'dieved, if he married her though, the Kedushin is chal, he's allowed to stay married to her. If he did marry her, he's allowed to stay married to her. And some learned the pshat is that the Yisra of a Kohen Gadol is only the Maaseh Kedushin. He's not allowed to be Mekadish, or make Nisuyah, make the Kinyan with the Bula. But over here, since he already made the Nisuyin, the Maaseh, once he made it, he's Mutter to her. What about Anusas Chaveiroi? Let's say it's not the Kohen Gadol, but it's somebody else that was Manas Tisisha. Or Mefutis Chaveiroi, somebody else talked Tisisha into having Zlus with him. So the Maisa now she's a bula. So here the din is Laisa. Kohen Gadol now is not allowed to marry her. V'yemnasa, let's say Kohen Gadol did marry her. He did an Aveira. The Maisa she's a bula. Her Kohen Gadol is also to her. Is Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer Havlad Chalal. The Vlad Tak is also possible. Since the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her, the kid, if they have a kid, is called a Cholol. The Cholol Maimrim Havlad Kosher. No, the Cholol said the kid is not a Cholol, the kid is kosher. Well, so to say, even though Avad the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her, but the Maisa, the kid, is not called a Cholol. So we'll explain it. Now it says, Emnosu Nosi, by Bula Satsumai, where the Kohen Gadol himself was first Manas Tisisha. So he's the one that made her into a Bula. Now it says, if he's married her, it's called the Kedushin Eschal and the Sun Eschal. But Omar Rafuna, Omar Rav, Omoitzi Beget. Avuna Marav says he's not allowed to stay married to her, he has to give her a get. Could be Midrabonin, he has to give her a get. Said the Gemara of Yeluha Katoni, Nosu Nosu, like what do you mean to say you have to give her a get? It says clearly, if they're married, the Mashma they're married. It says, Nosu Nosu, if they're married, they're married. Poshis Mashma, if they did get married, they're allowed to stay married. So what are you telling me that he has to give her a get? Omar Ravacher, by Yaakov Loim, it means to teach us like this, to come to tell us,